Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Patty Mack here with Lifestyle right here on CFAX every Saturday from 1 to 2. I always love being with you every week because we learn so much great stuff. Today, we're going to talk about retirement, reinventing retirement, because it's not the same retirement our parents might have had. And helping us with that discussion is Sue Maitland, who is a life transitions coach. How are you, Sue?
I'm great, thanks, Patty. Loving this weather, too.
It is fantastic. Now, retirement is a word that whether we're a year away or 20 years away, I think we kind of put it to the side like death and taxes and don't want to talk about it, right? Because retirement is almost a dirty word that sounds like you've given up. It sort of wipes you off the map of who and what you thought you were, maybe. And we don't really have time to think about it. And I was lucky enough to take one of your courses on where I'm at now and made me realize travel was a big part of my life at this moment and made me, you know, make some trips, and I'm still making, you know, plans for more. Why would we go to a life transition coach to help with this process?
Well, the truth of it is, Patty, that most people procrastinate about making a plan. And the reality is that, like, if you delay making that plan, you have less and less options. The sooner you start to get crystal clear on what you want from your retirement and start taking some actions that are going to help you live that retirement dream, the more likely you are to be able to achieve your goals. So I think that's really important. And I think the other thing that we have to recognize is you kind of need to know when you can retire. The biggest fear that men and women both have is, will they ever have enough money to live on?
Well, and I think that's true, Sue. I think we learn so much about life as we go. We don't know about mortgages at the beginning. We don't know about this. And we find out. And we think about retirement, and we count on a financial planner maybe, but we don't look at the big picture as, what about our soul? What about us? What do we want?
Absolutely. And so there's no question that financial planners have a role to play, but you do not want to just leave it to your financial planner to dictate for you what your retirement's going to look like. Every single one of us is unique, and we have different things that we love to do, and we'll all want a slightly different retirement. So my message is this: if you're going to go to a financial planner, before you do that, give yourself some time, pause, and get really connected with who you are when you're really loving your life. You know, you're living your best life is how I put it. And it takes time to do that, and you need to really evaluate what that looks like. Many of us are so busy, we don't stop to ask that question. And you yourself experienced that 2 hours where you just shut everything down and connect with who and what's important to you. It can be so enlightening.
It really was enlightening because it really focused exactly what was important and made me not waver on booking a trip or doing things because it's what I want to do. But sometimes you get, oh, well, we'll do that next year. Well, you know, you have to kind of sometimes live now.
Absolutely. And the beauty of doing that is not only is it helping with your retirement, but as you say, you get this clarity now and you can start to make choices now that contribute to you living your best life. You don't have to wait for retirement. But it also does give you that really solid foundation. And I think that's what people really need to do is take that time to paint a picture of what that retirement could look like. And it's not about the money. And in fact, some of us may need more money because they like to travel, perhaps, you know. Yeah. But other people could just be perfectly satisfied being at home or staying in town, but connecting with a new group of people, perhaps, who have the same passion that they have. It may be, you know, starting a book club, or it doesn't have to cost money.
No, and also, Sue, I think our money needs get less and less. As we get older, we realize that money is important, but also that you can't take it with you. And what is your kind of vision for that? Because I think we've been so afraid and save up at the expense of living sometimes.
I totally agree, and I think there needs to be a balance there. I think, though, Patty, what is going to happen is I think many of us, especially the baby boomer generation, we are going to want a somewhat different retirement than our parents had. Mm-hmm. We're going to want to do more things. We're going to want to stay involved and connected and maybe even start a new second career. That's certainly something that a lot of baby boomers are thinking about. And it's not just because they want to have some extra income. It's because they're perhaps all their life they've been doing perhaps a career that somebody told them they were good at, but they didn't love. Yeah. And now they can actually take that chance and move into doing something they love and making some money as well, which can give them an even reach your retirement.
And on the other hand, people that have so much experience in what they do, that it's a pity not to mentor or continue doing that in some form, because there's only, you know, so many people that maybe have that knowledge base that you have.
Totally. And so that's another wonderful option, is to turn all that experience into some kind of consulting business where you're actually advising people, but you don't necessarily have to have a full-time job where you get up 9 to 5, go to the office. You can pick and choose your clients. You can be your own boss, and you can have that flexibility that you're leveraging all that wonderful knowledge and experience you have.
And that's freeing. And let's talk about you as a prime example of your 30 years in technology and what your journey was to get to here and how much you love it.
I totally do. So, you know, I'm a slow learner. You know, it took me a while. In truth, actually, right at the beginning of my career, I wanted to go into change management, which is all around training people and helping people understand change. But it took me 30 years to actually stop listening to what other people told me I should do and start listening to my heart and do what I believed I should do. I was a project manager, I was a resource manager, I was a sales executive, but I wasn't a change manager. So eventually I left IT and made that conscious choice that I want to follow my passion. I want to help people make successful transitions. And so becoming a life transitions coach is something that just fulfills me. I just love helping people have those aha moments when they discover who they can be, when they're really living their best life and honoring who they are and celebrating what they bring to this world, because frankly we're all unique and special human beings. We all have a gift that we bring, and I believe that. So, for me, I had to make a plan. It was a big decision. It was a big financial investment, because I chose to get certified through the International Coach Federation. I wanted to. It's such a new profession, Patty. A lot of people don't even know about the profession. Mm-hmm. And I wanted my clients to have confidence that I'd had some structured training. I was certified. I was keeping current. It was a $10,000 investment, and
wow.
I continue to invest every year. Now, you can put up a shingle and call yourself a coach. You don't have to do any training.
Right.
But for me, it was just something I wanted to give my clients, to give them that level of confidence, and also to elevate, to make sure that my coaching really is at the best possible level. Now, you know, if anybody else decides that they want to make a career change, it's a lot easier to do that if you are still working and you can set aside the funds for whatever training you decide you're going to need. I was fortunate that I was in a position to be able to do that. But I just love what I do. And I love helping other people figure out what it is that they're really supposed to be doing.
And I think you make a good point in that, too, that a lot of people say follow your passion. But at a certain point in life, we sometimes have to have the job we don't always love, because we have to have that money coming in. And you got to plan. It's not like life just happens. You have to plan your passion, too. It's easy to, think it all happens without any structure. But sometimes it needs a little bit of that, right? Because there are times when you go without money when you're reinventing yourself.
Exactly. So, yes, I don't recommend anybody just quit and then figure out what they want to do. And I don't recommend anybody just retire and then figure out what they want their retirement to look like. I really advocate planning ahead, because you have so much more flexibility. And as you pointed out, with the retirement option, a lot of people want to continue to leverage the skills they've got, but they just don't want that 9-to-5 grind. Well, maybe you can turn it into a semi-retirement. Maybe you can work 2 days a week, something like this. And if you've made the decision to quit and you've gone, it's a lot harder to come back.
Absolutely. And I think people, maybe if they haven't ever been off the wheel and they've worked since they were 19, say, and the idea of not 9-to-5 is scary, but once you have a taste of that freedom, like you have with your hours now, you still have a boss, we all do in some way, that you like that when you can call your own hours and kind of schedule things in when you want them.
Absolutely. I mean, somebody actually called me at one of the workshops and said, but look, so you're working weekends. I said, yes, but I can take time off during the week if I choose.
Yeah.
I can visit with my mom, I can do things. So, yeah, I must admit, I totally love the flexibility. I mean, I had 3 decades of a very structured kind of work environment. And the flexibility when you have your own business is wonderful. Now, there's also a whole bunch of other things that come with it. You've got a lot of responsibility for finding clients. It's not just a question of hanging out a shingle. There's a whole, you've got to learn how to run a business. You've got the finance and all of those things. And part of what I'm doing actually right now is I'm going to be offering a new program for the people who do think that when they want to retire, they'd like to have their own business. So I'm going to have 2 pieces to this. The first piece will be figuring out who you are and getting that clear on what living your best life looks like, because you want that business to support that person that you are, and then helping them understand whether, in fact, being an entrepreneur is right for them. It's not right for everybody.
That sounds like a great course. We come back with Sue. We're going to talk more about the questions you should be asking yourself and the three phases of retirement, the early, middle, and later phases. Back with Sue in 2 minutes.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This is just coming into the newsroom. Police are reporting.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Right now, in the rest of Canada, it sounds like this. In Victoria, it sounds like this. So get out there. Highland Pacific Golf has one of Victoria's best winter practice facilities with a covered and heated driving range to help you keep your game tuned up all winter long. Or improve your game with a private lesson from a CPGA professional. Book a lesson for two and only pay for one. Play Highland Pacific all year. Find out more at highlandpacificgolf.com.
You're out in the wilderness. The bees are buzzing, the birds are singing, the sun is shining. But you can't enjoy any of it because you just found out your stove won't light, your heater doesn't work, your brakes are worn out, and your roof leaks. Make sure your RV is ready for spring with a spring inspection from Tom's RV Service and Supplies. They'll check your brakes, bearings, batteries, propane tanks, electrical, roof, exterior seams, and a lot more. Prices starting at just $175 only for a limited time. Do it now, do it better. Tom's RV Service and Supplies. Off Jacqueline in Langford.
Cutting-edge design meets unparalleled performance. Turns out, they're both from the same town in Sweden. Volvo is back, and there's never been a better time to get into one. Like the award-winning S60 sedan or the turbocharged V60 sport wagon, now for only $399 a month. Or drive away in a feature-filled XC60 SUV for just $499 a month.
Test drive a new Volvo today at Jim Pattison Volvo of Victoria at 2735 Douglas Street on the corner at Hillside. Or visit jpvolvoofvictoria.com.
Windsor Plywood invites you to come to their stores and check out their doors. The choices are endless. Exterior or interior, wood or fiberglass, steel or composite. With two on-site custom door shops, Windsor can accommodate whatever size you're looking for. And while you're there for their doors, check out the floors. This week only, all new vinyl flooring is value priced. It's doors and floors galore at Windsor Plywood on Keating Cross Road in Central Saanich and on Van Alwyn and the West Shore. Online at windsorplywood.com. Windsor Plywood, where the service is always free.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking to Sue Maitland, who is a life transition coach. We're talking about retirement reinvented. And now I want to kind of talk about the three phases because, you know, I have my CPCA, which is basically dealing with aging. And I didn't know all this stuff until I took it about the, you know, the go-go years, the slow and the no-go. Can you explain these, how they affect people in retirement and what they may mean?
Absolutely, Patty. So, I mean, a lot of people don't ever get beyond the thought about what they're going to do the first week that they retire. You know, they don't have to get
That's
up in the morning.
That is true.
Haven't really, or they may think about the first year, oh, okay, we're going to get an RV and we're going to travel all around this. But, you know, that's about the extent of the thinking that goes into it.
Yeah.
And the reality is that it's true, the early phase, you know, it's often called the go-go years because, generally speaking, if you're going to be doing trips, you're going to be visiting family around the world that you haven't seen for years, or you want to travel around the States or whatever, generally speaking, you're going to do that in those early years. So although the popular wisdom is you need less money the first, you know, in the first years of your retirement, you won't need as much, you might actually need more. Friends of mine have told me they had no idea how much they were. They hadn't really done the math as to what they needed in order to take advantage of all this wonderful time they have now and do the trips and visit people that they wanted to.
Or have their family visit them too and pay for some of those trips for their kids.
You've got it, absolutely. Yeah. So those are very important things to consider, and you want to make sure that you've got that little nest egg there and you're prepared for that blip, if you like, during those early years. And then there comes a kind of a middle phase where you're still going to be doing some travel, but it's not as much. So probably your expenses are going to go down a little bit. And stabilize, and then, of course, in the later phase, and many of us are living now into our 90s, even hundreds. It's amazing how many people now are over 100. But you know, the reality is our bodies don't stay as young. Our brains might be active, but we need help sometimes. We get to a point where we need help. And so, of course, when you get to that stage, you are then going to be spending a little bit more money because you're going to be perhaps paying somebody to come in to give you some help around the house. so many seniors want to stay in their own homes. They've got this, and the government supports aging in place. But the reality is, it's going to cost more to do that because you're going to need help.
Right. And, you know, I'm a realtor, and I deal with a lot of people who are stuck in a cycle because they want to move, but they may have no family in town. We have some great, downsizing places, and I like to do staging for people and help out, but they don't have a clear direction. And do I sell first? Do I move first? And I always think if they can kind of find something, and then we can stage a home and the process, you know, the steps to take, but break it down for people because it is very overwhelming, and you need to have a plan with that because, you know, your next move is important. It can cost you a lot of money to keep moving.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah.
You know, that's something I feel very strongly. I mean, I'm all about the planning, but the planning, the motivator for a plan is to really know what you want.
Yeah.
So that's the key thing. Seniors do need to make a plan, and you know, I have a presentation that I had delivered for probably about 18 months or so in Victoria to over 500 seniors, what seniors need to know before they move, and it's a call to action to actually get some clarity around what do you want, what's important to you for your home, because it's a huge, you know, as a realtor, it can really make a difference to your quality of life if you've got the perfect home, and you see it, I'm sure, when your clients move in and they go, fabulous, thank you so much. It just impacts so many aspects of our life. Seniors in particular can dig in their heels and stay in a house that is totally unsuitable for them because they've got, this is where I raise my children, you know, the memories are here. And part of what I do in that presentation is I help them sort of do a visualization of happy memories. And they can conjure them up, and then I say, you know, you're going to take those memories. You don't have to stay in this house if it's not ideal for you. Your memories will come with you, and you can move to a place that is going to be ideal for you, that is going to create and give you a better quality of life than you can have by managing the stairs or whatever else it is about the house that just isn't suitable for them anymore.
Right, and that's a give and take, too, and I think, Sue, you are a great go-between and with that seminar and the other ones you put on to kind of help with that process, because sometimes we get stuck in a place and we need to also sometimes surrender to some of these things and listen to our children. If they're, you know, they're also getting older and have a family, say, you need to sometimes work with your family and professionals on this. And you offer a lot of these courses. So tell people where they can find out more information about your coaching, whether it's on retirement or where you're at today.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to just have a chat with me about any transitions you're going through, I would love to talk to you. Just give me a call, 778-265-6880. And also my website, which is suemaitland@shaw.ca. That's SUEMAITLAND. Actually, forget the @shaw.ca. That's my email. Maitland.com. So it's suemaitland.com for the website. And my email is suemaitland@shaw.ca. Either way, would love to just talk to you about it. There's no charge to have a chat. I love hearing about what people are going through. And, you may come away with some good ideas.
I always learn so much from you. And I want to talk a little bit, too, about spiritual growth, keeping balanced and centered when you retire, because sometimes you can get depressed and you feel alone. What are some of those tips that we can look at?
Absolutely. Well, I think the key thing is taking that time for yourself, getting connected to who you are and what uplifts you. And then the other thing, Patty, I think that is very important is looking around at your friends and the people that you spend your time with, because they make a huge difference in your life. So if you have had some friends that you've had forever, shall we say, but somehow you're kind of wanting to create this new and more vibrant retirement plan, and they're kind of wanting to keep you where you are, you may need to go out and bring some new friends into your life who share your vision, because it's really easy to get stuck when you're in that situation. It doesn't mean you won't see them anymore, but you might just spend a little less time with them and free up some time to go off and meet some new people at a meetup group, perhaps about something that you're interested in. Maybe you'll take up photography and meet some people there.
And there's all kinds of things like that. And that kind of leads up to the next question about, you know, your overall health and fitness and retirement. And I know I go to a gym and there's many people of different ages, and it's so positive and everybody's so supportive. And I see people older than me that inspire me to be better. And, you know, there's so many great people, and you can meet friends all the time if you're open to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the biggest thing that really impacts your ability to have a fulfilled retirement is your health. If you don't have your health, then it really limits you as to what you can do. So I think making that commitment to yourself, making yourself a priority, because people always say, you know, I don't have time. Well, if it is your number one priority to be healthy so you can enjoy life, then it should be the first thing you think about. And I'll tell you the truth for me. You know that I love to swim. Yeah. And it took me many years, and finally I gave myself permission to invest in a swim spa so I can actually swim just outside my kitchen. I just go around the corner and I have a swim spa there. I do it every day. Now, if I don't, sorry, every other day.
Every Caught day.
You. yeah. No, but it's easy. It's something I love to do, so it's not a chore for me. But if I don't do it first thing in the morning and I tell myself I'll do it later in the day, you know, it never happens. So I have to honor that and tell myself that I must plan a schedule, and I have some flexibility there, thank goodness, so that I have time on my swim days to do my swim before I get into my day. And I think that's a secret that everybody has to figure out. What's the optimal time for you to do this, that you know that you can stick with that plan and make that exercise happen?
I'm so glad you said that, because I think, you know, lots of times we compare ourselves to others, like, oh, she's out doing this at night and I like doing this in the day, or else I don't get it done. And I think we all have different rhythms to our body. And sometimes some people are people that want to go exercise at night, some in the day. But it's very true. You have to know yourself and be true to also what you like to do. If you like solo exercise or like group exercise, you kind of know who you are by this point.
Absolutely. I have to tell you that I'm hopeless in group exercise because I spend all my time. Everyone's going right and I'm going left. Instead of actually getting into it, I'm just worrying what I'm doing, you know. So
yeah.
I tried it and it's not for me. But there is one thing that can really help you with exercise, and that's if you buddy up with someone who's equally motivated. So having a buddy can really help. And I remember actually I was on CFAX probably way back now, and I talked about New Year resolutions, and Emily, who's one of the producers there, she told me that she was inspired to get a friend of her and hers to make it a habit to go off and do their exercise. And she said, it's just incredible. Like, I saw her about 3 months later. She said, Sue, I'm doing it every, you know, we're doing it every day. We're helping each other. So having someone who, again, that somebody supportive who's motivating you can really make a difference.
Well, you've given us lots of great advice. And remember, we all go, if we're lucky enough to age, we all get to go through these steps. And it's best to be open about it. Confront your fears, you know, think about what you like to do every day. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it, because there are people like Sue who can help and, you know, get you on the right path to a really fun, can we call it something else besides retirement? What better word can we have, Sue?
I don't know.
Let's work on that.
A flourishing rest of your life. How does that sound?
There you go. I like that very much. If you want to know more about Sue or my guests or have questions for them, they're on semi-regularly. You can contact me at lifestylewithpattymack.com. I always love to hear from you. Great talking to you, Sue. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, Patty. Thanks a lot.
We'll be back after the news.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision Travel inviting you to take advantage of Viking River Cruises Canadian resident offers in Canadian dollars. 2015 departures start at only $19.99 per person, or book your 2016 River Cruise journey at 2015 prices. These amazing offers are only available until March 31st, so call Vision Travel today. Viking River Cruise's number one partner on Vancouver Island. Vision Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888.
If you want to get your garden looking good for summer, the time to start is now, and Marigold Nurseries is here to help. With a big selection of flowering bulbs, early spring gardening plants, rose bushes, Marigold Nurseries also has a wide variety of veggie starts so you can get your vegetable garden rolling. Spring is a thing at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. Drop by and visit today on Lochside Drive in Sandwichton. Online at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. Future Shop stores across Canada are closing immediately, putting hundreds of people out of work.
The chain is closing immediately, with storefronts posting signs directing customers to the nearest Best Buy, whose parent company owns both retailers. 65 of the Future Shop storefronts across the country will be converted to Best Buy stores and will reopen after a week closure, while the remaining 66 retail outlets will close for good. The move will result in the loss of 500 full-time and 1,000 part-time jobs. Lori Paris, The Canadian Press.
Both the Uptown and Langford locations will reopen in a week as Best Buys. Well, tonight from 8:30 to 9:30, it will be Earth Hour. It's the yearly event to raise awareness of energy conservation. Landmarks across the world turn off the lights for 60 minutes. You're encouraged to do the same at your house, also to unplug electronics and small appliances. This year, the World Wildlife Fund has selected Vancouver as the National Earth Hour Capital for 2015. Last year, in BC, Whistler and Esquimalt had the biggest energy usage reductions during Earth Hour at 6% each. Philosopher Charles Taylor says Prime Minister Stephen Harper is playing into the hands of terrorist recruiters with inflammatory comments about the face-covering veil worn by some Muslim women. Taylor, who co-chaired Quebec's 2007 Commission on Reasonable Accommodation of Cultural and Religious Minorities, says Harper is fueling anti-Muslim sentiment. He says that makes Muslims feel they're despised and unwelcome in Canada, which makes them easy targets for recruitment by radical Islamist terrorists. Harper has said it's offensive for women to wear the face-covering niqab when taking the oath of citizenship. He's called the niqab the product of an anti-women culture. Taylor says Harper's comments reflect a rising tide of Islamophobia in Europe and other parts of the world, which parallels the stigmatization of Jews in the past. Well, nearly 60 million voters are registered for the first election in Nigeria's history where an opposition candidate has a realistic shot at defeating a sitting president. Nigerians are turning out in droves today. President Goodluck Jonathan and former military dictator Muhammadu Buhari are the front runners. This man describes what he looks for in a political leader.
I want somebody who can move this country forward, to make the country live in order, like other advanced countries.
Nigeria is threatened by a northeastern Islamic uprising. CFAX weather is coming up next.
The woman you think is your mother, she's your kidnapper.
Newsday calls MTV's Finding Carter a stellar new drama.
You have been lied to for a long time, and not just by me.
And Entertainment Weekly raves, Finding Carter ups the ante.
I don't want you in my life.
I am not the bad guy here.
So what are you exactly?
Finding Carter.
This is the lie that is going to destroy us.
Season premiere tonight at 7 on MTV.
CFAX weather, sun, cloud, wind today, a high of 12 degrees, chance of showers tonight, a low of 9. Rain by tomorrow afternoon with a high of 12 once again. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 13 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman, your next news at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070, it's 1:34.
At CFAX 1070, your opinion matters.
And we want to hear it.
With Club 1070, you'll receive exclusive offers and win prizes. What's your favorite show?
Who should we interview?
And what should we be talking about more? It's your opportunity to have your say.
Plus,
when you receive our invitation to participate, we make sure you have the chance to be rewarded.
So be heard.
With Club 1070. Not a member?
It's easy.
Click on Club 1070 at CFAX1070.com. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle. On the phone today, we have Gail Cole from All Things Balance. She's a feng shui consultant, and she really lives the life she talks about. There's been an article written a few years ago about the home she has, and I really want to hear a little more about that. How are you, Gail?
Oh, I'm great. How are you, Patty?
I'm excellent. Now, Gail, I read you kind of had a different life change when you built the home you have. Tell people about this house, because I believe your philosophy is to really use every part of a home, don't have empty rooms.
Yes, it is. And when we personally designed our own house, we took that into consideration, that we wanted to use every inch of the space and have it flowing and with good energy. And that's exactly what we accomplished, the colors, the flow, the spaces, how we use the spaces and setting it up so that we could maximize everything. And it brings really good energy if you're using all your spaces.
Now, do you think people maybe nowadays, they have so much stuff, they think they need to buy a bigger house and more of this and more of that, and really, we don't need as much stuff, and we probably don't need as big a dwelling?
That's right. We don't, and we don't need stuff. Stuff just holds us back. Stuff weighs us down. It keeps us stuck in the moment. And when you release that, you open up new opportunities. You open up good things to come in your life. And it's interesting because I've lived in smaller spaces and haven't had as much stuff, and I actually felt better than living in a larger space. And I have to, I'm just like you. I do feng shui, but I have to keep myself in check all the time because I have to be concerned about how it's affecting me. Because literally in feng shui, whatever you have speaks of how you are as a person. So if your space is chaotic, chances are your life is chaotic and your inside you is chaotic. So really you need to be in check all the time and realize that you don't need a lot to make you a better person.
Absolutely. And I think you totally do feel that, Gail, when you, maybe it's around the holidays or times when there's lots of stuff out and you start feeling like the closets are coming in on you and you don't know what it is exactly, but you know too much stuff does sort of weigh you down.
It does. And clutter, when you have a lot of clutter, it attracts more. And you just attract that same kind of energy, which is not good. So getting rid of clutter, I mean, I always tell my clients this. If you want to feel really good, declutter a drawer or declutter a closet or declutter a room or under your bed, because you just feel different. Everything changes because you're changing the energy in the room and you're changing the space, and it just feels different.
And you know, the last time I spoke to you, I started doing like 5 things a day just to make it manageable, and I have a big, you know, bag out for, and I give to other people, which is even better.
Yes.
But 5 things a day, I can kind of go, oh, okay, that makeup or that dish or that piece of clothing or something in the office, it's really manageable.
It is, and that's the key, because you're always bringing things into your home. You're always bringing new things, and you're buying things, and you're adding to that. But what about the decluttering? What about the giving away? What about the donating? That has to come into effect, too. It's like what comes in has to go out, or else we just end up accumulating and accumulating, and then we overpower our spaces, and then we overpower ourselves. And that's more important, because then when you really feel overpowered yourself, you feel really heavy and really like you're stuck and you don't feel good, and you might get depressed or you might get frustrated, and that's not good.
Okay, so for you, 2 questions. First of all, sentimental items, how do you part with those? And how do you purchase? Do you think, you know, many times over about why you should purchase something because you have to make space for it?
Yes. Okay, so dealing with the past items, this happened to me. My parents passed away, and we had to get rid of everything in the house. So we had to go through everything. And there were a lot of things that I thought, you know, oh, I could use this, or I'd like that, or but you can't have it all. And that's what it really came down to, was what did I want to keep as a memory of my parents that I could manage in my space, but that wouldn't overpower it or wouldn't bring, you know, too much past energy into that space. So what ended up happening to me, I didn't take a lot of little things. I took a couple of larger things that I use. And it really made a difference, because when I look at those things, I think of my parents, but I also don't feel like they overpower me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, it feels good. It feels manageable. I think when you get into trinkets and you get into little things, that's when it starts to overpower your space, because you're constantly having to dust them. You're constantly having to clean them and move them. And that's when people start to think, well, why do I have this in the first place? Like, what, you know, does it really have meaning, or is it just getting in your way?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first part of your question. The second part was about
When you buy things.
So consciously you have to think about what you're buying it for. Are you buying it because you're having a bad day?
Mm-hmm.
Are you buying it because you just want it? Or are you buying it because you need it? And those are all different levels. And so if you're buying it because you're just having a bad day, then probably you're going to regret it, or you're going to just stick it in a corner after a day or two and you're not even going to think about it because you didn't really need it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Then number two is you just want it. So it's just to feed a feeling. It's like I compare it to like emotional eating. So if you're having a bad day and you're just going to, you know, and you're on a diet or something and all you want is a big bar of chocolate, well, you're just feeding that feeling, right? And it's only temporary and you're going to feel bad about it after. So that's not really the real reason to buy something. And then you go on to the third level, do I really need it? So if you don't have a toaster and you want to make toast, then you really have a problem. You need to have a toaster. And if your toaster's broken down, then that's something you really need. So those are three different levels. And when you think about it, about purchasing on a really need level, then, you filter out the rest. And I do that now. When I go in and I buy something, I really think, okay, am I buying this just because it looks pretty on the shelf? Or is it going to look good in my home? Or do I really need it?
That's very true. And those are good points, because I know I see vintage furniture. I love, old pieces and finding, sort of old couches, all kinds of stuff like that. And I could be doing it all the time and, changing my stuff out. But that comes with a price, too, because you're always having to rejig things. So I have to really, and help, talking to you has helped a lot, think about, it's nice, but do I really need to go through all this hassle right now and rejig everything?
That's right. And it's going to make more work for you. And sometimes people do that often because they're always changing things and they're always feeling, it's that fear factor, because we're worried and we want to change our spaces and we're always thinking that you're never really settled and stable unless you can really say, okay, this is enough and I'm good and I can move forward and not have to stress about worrying about the new couch or the new chair or the new table or anything. Like, I have enough. And when is enough is the big question, right?
That's a great question. Let's leave it there. We come back after the break. Let's talk more about some of the workshops coming up and also how to really do that spring clean. And maybe how about that garden? Back in 2 minutes.
The woman you think is your mother, she's your kidnapper.
Newsday calls MTV's Finding Carter a stellar new drama.
You have been lied to for a long time, and not just by me.
And Entertainment Weekly raves, Finding Carter ups the ante.
I don't want you in my life.
I am not the bad guy here.
So what are you exactly?
Finding Carter.
This is the lie that is going to destroy us.
Season premiere tonight at 7 on MTV.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. The BCSPCA Wild Arts is having an open house today from 12 to 4. See how they take care of injured animals? You can also see a raptor up close. Cycle the Shelburne Corridor on Sunday, April 19th as part of the Saanich Cycling Festival's 5K Family Bike Ride or the 2K UVic Kids Ride. Enjoy stage entertainment, bike demonstrations, and a wide range of free family fun. Support the Oakland Sunset Market on April 8th by coming out to the Local Love Fundraiser. Gather with friends to indulge in local brew and food, get your picture taken at the photo booth, listen to great local music, and bid at the live auction, all in support of the Oakland Sunset Market. More events at cfax1070.com. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
Are you thinking of buying or selling this year? Put the combined 34 years' experience, integrity, and professional service of Gary and Kathleen McInnes to work for you. With over 730 customers served and supported by the island's largest real estate brokerage, Pemberton Homes Limited, we seek the results you want. Gary and Kathleen McInnes, 250-727-1037. Pemberton Homes Limited, 250-727-1037.
The source is the place for I Want That. So when you said, I want a great deal on a hot smartphone with an amazing plan, who said, we've got a great deal on a hot smartphone with an amazing plan? The source. Right now, get an awesome Samsung GS4 smartphone for $0 on a $45 a month gold plan from Virgin Mobile. You'll get unlimited texting, evening and weekend calling, lots of data and more. Plus, Virgin Mobile members get special offers from Starbucks, Cineplex, Aldo, and other great partners. The source. I want that.
We are back with Gail Cole from All Things Balance. She's a feng shui consultant. We were talking about her house, too, that she built. Gail, when you built this house that was really according to some of the feng shui principles you have learned, What are some of the features that are in your home?
Okay, well, the most important thing in feng shui is the entrance, because that's where all the good energy comes into your home. So if the entrance is balanced and it looks good and it gives people a warm feeling, it's like buying a house. With the minute you walk in, you get a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so the entrance was really important to me. So I have double red doors, and red is a really strong color in feng shui. It's a power color, so it attracts really good energy. So have double red doors, lots of, you know, light at night, pots of flowers, and I have a wind chime. So all those things add up to really good energy. And then when you walk into the home, you want this feeling of, you know, welcome. That's really important in feng shui, because if you get that feeling from, you know, walking into the home, you're going to have that feeling from throughout the whole house. So that was really important. So a larger space that has no clutter, that really feels open and airy, and that's what we created when we created the architectural planning for the home. And then the rest just flows. And so a couple of things about flow is, what colors are you using on the wall? You know, are you creating colors that people will feel closed in, or are you feeling colors that lift the space, that make it feel brighter and more airy? I chose sort of a earthy yellow, because yellow is a happy color in feng shui, and it's also very earthy, and earthy is grounding and stable. And then just, you have to be careful about how your stairs flow, so they're not going straight out the door. So that's another consideration. If you have to have stairs going up, you sort of stagger them, so you have a bit of a landing, and they go to the side, not straight on out the door, because that means the energy is coming straight out the door. It's going in, but it's also coming straight back out again. So that's another consideration. And that every space flows, that it feels good. It's open, it's airy, and it's bright, because all the dark corners and all the dark spaces actually bring the energy down. So you want to make the spaces feel uplifted.
Great bits of advice here. And that brings us to some of these workshops you're doing. And we're talking about today spring cleaning and decluttering. So spring cleaning could mean starting at the front of your house in that also important entryway?
Yes, it's all about the curb appeal. It's all about the starting from the main point of entry into your home. And so, you know, just sweeping the outside, just, you know, taking the dead plants. Dead plants actually attract negative energy. So if you've got dead plants from winter, you know, put some flowers in there. They're not, it's not costly, but it makes such a difference. It mm-hmm. welcomes people. It welcomes you every time you walk in the front door. You see it all the time. So it sets the tone for how you feel. And, you know, just cleaning, just, you know, dusting, just making things, you know, feel fresh, because that's what spring is all about. Spring is like, you know, you're out of this hibernation of winter now, and now you're opening up, you know, fresh energy to come into your life.
So it's kind of like the old spring clean, where you open the windows, let in some fresh air,
exactly.
Do the deep clean, like really get everything out, the cobwebs from, so to speak, from being winter and stuck inside.
Yeah, and you wouldn't believe how it lowers your stress and improves how you feel and your health.
I'm sure. And even, you know, we started adding a few more plants lately, and it just rejuvenates you, I guess. It's kind of like seeing the blossoms on the trees. It's like, oh, a new season, like that, you know, circle of life.
Well, because plants bring in good live energy into your home. So just adding a few plants brings that good wood energy and feng shui, and it's all about growth. Plants are all about growth and wood energy, so it brings that fresh wood energy, and so then you feel like there's that growth in your life too, because everything in feng shui in your physical space relates directly into your life. So your surroundings affect how you think and you feel and you behave.
So with plants, I suppose you don't want to have a crazy amount either, overpowering in the same way that you don't want too much clutter. You don't want to have a million plants in one little area.
Because plants actually can bring the energy down if you have too many, because of them being live energy. It's interesting, if you feel sick, mm-hmm. and you don't feel good, and you have a lot of plants, what's happening in that space is that all the plants are taking all that live energy and there's none left for you. So if you feel that you're, you know, you're not feeling well and you have a lot of plants, the best thing is to get rid of some of the plants, and that will mean there's more positive energy for you to breathe and air for you to breathe, because it's just like clutter. You can have too many plants, and that's clutter as well.
So it sounds like the name of your business, All Things Balanced. So you need some plants because they give back life, but you don't want too much of anything, including those in your life.
That's right. You don't want too many of those. And just a few is nice because it adds that little burst of live energy. Having a pot of bamboo on my desk, I love it because it's not taking up a lot of space, but it's simple and it still exuberates growth.
So what about, too many appliances? Nowadays on the counters, like, I can't stand too much stuff on the counter, but sometimes you need a few things out. What about all that stuff we leave out, or you were saying under the bed, that's not a good thing to have stuff under your bed. What happens if you have both those things, cluttered counters in the kitchen and too much stuff under your bed?
Well, cluttered counters, the kitchen is really important in feng shui because the kitchen is where you pay money to buy food and you prepare all that food. And if you have clutter on your kitchen counters, what it tends to happen is that you don't have any place to prepare. You don't have clean surfaces. You don't have good energy because the energy is all stuck between all these different, the toaster and the coffee maker and the teapot and the spice rack and all this stuff. It's all stuck energy and it's not free and open and flowing. So what tends to happen is it doesn't make you feel good. And the kitchen is really important because if you are preparing food and you don't feel good, it's going to relate to how, you know, what you eat and how you feel in the moment. So that's definitely, having clean spaces is really, really important. And the stovetop, I can't stress enough how important having a clean stovetop is, because in feng shui, what the stovetop means is money. It's all related to money and prosperity. So if you have, you're preparing food on the stovetop, you want to have that space after you're finished clean and all balanced. Everything has to be balanced. And as far as the under the bed goes in your bedroom, that's energy that's stuck. That's stuck energy that can't flow under the bed, so it's got no place to go. It attracts dust, and it's just remains stagnant. And that's, you're sleeping on top of that. So that stagnant energy is what's going into your body as you sleep and you breathe, and it's not good energy.
Great points. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about decluttering, also maybe a bit about your garden and real estate and how to make your house ready to sell. Back into
this program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
What is liquefied natural gas and how is it produced? How can you, your children, and your community benefit? Come to the Victoria Conference Center on April 9th and 10th and take part in an interactive, hands-on event with Science World British Columbia. See science demos, explore career paths for youth, ask questions, and learn about how LNG can benefit BC. All ages are welcome and attendance is free. Visit lnginbc.ca to learn more. A message from the Government of British Columbia.
When Dad got older, we wanted to make sure he was well taken care of. He just wanted to socialize.
Oh yeah, oh yeah!
We wanted 24-hour nursing staff, and we liked the fully equipped private rooms. He liked the on-site award-winning chef.
Bon appétit. Bon appétit.
We wanted to visit him, and he wanted a place to call home.
Hi, Grandpa.
We all found what we wanted with Sydney All Care Residence.
Sydney All Care Residence, privately offering respite, complex, and palliative care with no wait list. Learn more at allcarecanada.ca.
We are back with Gail Cole from All Things Balanced. Gail, we were talking about, spring cleaning, decluttering. You have an ebook out also, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's called Creating That Buying Feeling When Selling Your Home. So it's all about the small things that you wouldn't think of to do to your home to actually attract a buyer.
These are all great points. I'm a realtor, of course, with RE/MAX, and it's that element that when people walk in, they either feel it or don't feel it. And your help can definitely get people where they want to buy the house, because it's really about a feel.
It is. And first impressions are the most important. I mean,
absolutely.
That's what feng shui is all about.
Okay. Now, you have some workshops also coming up, Gail?
I do. On March 28th, I have a workshop called Spring Cleaning and Decluttering. It's in the, at the Monterey Center in Oak Bay. So if you want information about that, you can go to the Oak Bay Rec or Monterey Center website and sign up there. And I've also got a workshop that I'm doing in April, April 25th, as a matter of fact, with a jewelry expert. And we're going to be using talking about colors in feng shui, what colors mean, and you're going to be creating your own piece of jewelry with the guidance of Susan Isaac, who's a jewelry artist, and she makes lovely pieces of jewelry. So that's going to be a really fun workshop. We're aligning and doing that workshop together on April 25th.
What a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's just an expert in her field. And so all the talk about what the colors mean and your own personality, because obviously it's all individual. Feng shui is all individual. If you're a real outward type person, or you're just a real inward type person, how you feel and what colors make you feel good. And that's what we're going to focus on.
That's so cool. And just quickly in the last minute or so, right now also in the garden, get out there, do some weeding, some planting, just sort of make it look renewed again as well?
Oh, for sure. Get rid of all those dead plants. That's just attracting dead energy, and those broken pots and that rusty furniture, because, you know, a feng shui garden is powerful because the quality of the energy in your garden actually brings energy into your home. And so if that is what's surrounding your home is negative energy, that's what's bringing into your home. So you want to have good energy, different heights, textures, colors, you know, flowing spaces. Just tidy it up and give it a fresh look, just like you would the inside of your house.
Well, you've given everybody some great ideas today to kind of get out there and change up how things look and how they feel and make a better day. Thank you so much for being on the show, Gail. People want to get a hold of you. How do they do that?
They can get a hold of me by going on my website, www.allthingsbalance.com, or my email is info@allthingsbalance.com, and all my contact info is on there, and yeah.
Fantastic. And if you want to get a hold of me or any of my guests for radio or real estate, I'm at lifestylewithpattymac.com. TJ, thank you as always. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.